Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than failing Chris Rock's golden rule of being a dad. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Pip Helix.
Hi, everyone.
And special guest, Vincent from Portobello's in Oakland, New Jersey. Hello, Vincent.
Hello. Thanks for having me back on.
This is becoming our tradition where Vincent comes in for the Father's Day show because Vincent is the epitome of a good father and a breeder.
Yeah. Right.
So we need both those things for this show.
Yes, we need to balance it out with all the awful that we're about to produce for you.
Yes, exactly. as you guys know, the show is our annual Father's Day countdown of the worst dads who did not kill or permanently injure their kids, because that ain't funny. Hold on while I'm going to look for my jingle. I will edit that out.
So it's like, fill you numbskulls while I look for the music.
Fill, yeah, you mugs, yeah. Fill in.
And I found it.
Yeah.
Girls. Today we're going to talk about father and daughter relationships. Do you have a daddy? I'll bet you do. Who's your daddy?
That's creepy.
That is. I'm very creeped out right now.
As well. Well, these aren't like honorable mention dads. I mean, these are a bunch of creeps here.
Uh oh. Rip. Okay.
Yeah. This isn't
over.
Like we're opening a heartwarming segment
on a very special thinking. Hallmark dad. We cuddle and kiss. Yeah. All right. My first dad. My dad in contention for the third worst father of the year.
Okay.
Dad gives daughter drugs and has her pole dance.
Oh. Wow.
A Florida club promoter, of course Florida, is facing serious charges after he not only took his daughter to a Miami strip club, but reportedly allowed her to drink, take drugs, and dance on one of the stripper poles. Authorities have charged... Look at Joe laughing like it's a good time. What a creep you are.
What a creepy fall.
And you're like, go on!
No, I'm sorry. That was me rubbing my hands together. Do tell.
Authorities have charged Jose Manuel Arguelles with child neglect, giving drugs to minors, and eliciting sexual performances from a child after he allegedly brought his 16-year-old daughter and her friend to the Pink Pony in Doral.
Oh, God.
There, he reportedly allowed them to smoke weed, snort cocaine, and dance on stage. The Miami Herald notes, hey, paper we were in, that the court affidavit fails.
Shameless plug.
Yeah,
shameless story.
Yeah,
that
really.
The court affidavit fails to discern whether the teens were dressed while on stage. Semantics, I says. More outrageous than the father's judgment, though, is his defense, the New York Daily News reports.
He had one? How do you? Oh, I got to hear this.
That Arguello's attorneys, Chris Mancini, contested the sexual misconduct charge and claimed his client didn't force the child to perform a sexual act.
Oh,
you know, these sort of poles look like funny run up there. Yeah. I couldn't do nothing. I'm sitting with a beer.
Kids will be kids.
Girls
will be girls. They're drawn to it. Like a moth to a flame.
They thought they were in an Aerosmith video.
Yes, they did.
I'm Alicia, and you be the other one.
The Pink Pony was raided and shut down following the 59-year-old father's arrest. Police believe he and the two girls visited the club on several occasions.
Oh my God.
Mancini was transported to Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Facility, where his bail was set at $45,000. Okay. Chris Rock says a dad has one job. Keep your daughter off the pole. He failed, plus he gave his kids drugs and booze. How stupid is his dad? Not only does it do with his daughter, but bring a friend. What could possibly go wrong?
Do you think they knew they were going there?
Yeah. I don't think that's a surprise. Most parents say study hard. This daddy says shake that ass. Yeah. And as Joe mentioned a couple of weeks ago, MTV had a show where the girls would have outrageous Sweet 16 parties. None of them got an 8-ball and gave a lap dance.
Yeah, right.
That is my contestant for number 3, Joe Curry.
Okay, drunk 14-year-old boy caught driving car with drunk father as his passenger.
You need a buddy.
Well, a boy was arrested on a charge of drunk driving after allegedly driving a vehicle under the influence of alcohol while his father was sitting in the passenger seat, according to police in Pennsylvania. Wilkes-Barre Police.
By the way, Pennsylvania, another state that comes up way too often.
Yeah,
yes.
Boy. Yeah, boy.
Florida and Pennsylvania neck and neck.
Yeah, boy. Wilkes-Barre police said that they have arrested the 14-year-old boy who was not identified. Well, at least they didn't have to call his dad.
Did you know this teen? Yeah, he's my son.
Yeah, I'm going to call your father. He's right here.
Yeah. you might want to slap him to sober left. Him up.
You yeah. might want to wake him up and tell him.
Wilkes-Barre police said they have arrested the 14-year-old boy who was not identified after he was pulled over by police for driving erratically on Wednesday night.
Well, he's only 14.
I know, and doesn't really know how to drive.
No, that car needs training wheels.
Yes, he was charged with one count of driving under the influence. He was released from custody to a family member. The boy's father, 34-year-old Ramon Calava Marin, was charged with child endangerment and corruption of minors. According to police, an officer observed a vehicle driving erratically on Wednesday night. When the vehicle was pulled over, the officer found a young boy behind the wheel and his father in the passenger seat. The boy's blood alcohol content was 0.106%, while the father's blood alcohol level was a 0.26.
The father's drinking like a man.
Yes, he's drinking like a boy. The father was booked into jail, and bail was set at 10,000 buckaroos.
Wow.
All right, Pip, yours?
Okay. Well, on a similar theme, Joe, a Georgia father is in jail after police say both he and his toddler were found drunk on Saturday. Authorities were called to the...
like it's the worst game of hide-and-go-seek ever.
Yeah. We're over here!
Marco!
Authorities were called to the Gainesville... That would be Gainesville, Florida, kids.
Of course. Of course it was.
House.
Never in the Hamptons.
they know how to pay for the police.
Yeah, that's true.
In the Berkshires. No, Gainesville. Where they allegedly found Marcus Daniel Allen, 20, passed out, and his 3-year-old son acting intoxicated and smelling of alcohol, according to...
I like how he's acting. They don't quite believe him.
Yeah, it's just like...
The kid can hold his liquor. The old man.
Well, wait. Police say the father had gotten drunk off of a fruity mixed cocktail, which he was...
In these times, don't besmirch fruity.
Yes. No, we're totally down with that. Which he was drinking from a bottle with a straw. When he blacked out, the toddler started drinking from the straw, they added. The two were taken to the hospital, where it was discovered that the child had a blood alcohol content of nearly 2 times the legal driving limit for an adult. I think it could have been a lot worse.
Well, the toddler wasn't driving.
No, it's a good thing. They got the keys away from the kid before he started.
From my story, that could have worked out worse.
So is that it? That's it?
They think that things could have been a lot worse had they not come home when they did, because if they ingested more alcohol, it could have been fatal.
Vincent, your gut feeling, which one of these fathers is the worst? Your gut feeling.
Is it drugs and pole dance? Is it drunk and drunk? Or toddler toddy?
I'm going to go with Davins.
Oh, you think the drugs and the pole dancing
drugs
is worse?
Drugs and pole dancing.
Okay, and why do you think that's worse than the drunking?
It was worse.
Well, we're deciding between physical drugs or alcohol as a drug, and I think the cocaine and the weed and the sexual aspect of it makes it maybe a little bit worse.
Okay.
I concur.
Of course you do.
I would also argue, because you know how I like the creativity.
Yeah.
Anybody could drive drunk with their kid. And I think Joe's is worse than yours, because Joe's dad had the kid drive.
Don't you feel it would be more danger than this story, my story, than in Davin's story?
Well, danger. But again, especially type of awful, having your daughter and her friend hit the pole, because you know that's going to carry over.
Yeah, but at least you're not hitting other traffic.
You don't know what she's hit with that thing.
Wait a second. A baby, a toddler, walking around 2 times the legal limit for an adult. Come on. That is really dangerous. And Mr. Fruity concoction is just dropping the ball.
Which one do you think is the weakest one, Vincent?
Oh.
It's so hard to choose.
Well, I'm going to decide between the both. I think Joe's may be the weakest one.
Joe is eliminated.
Wait till you hear that Portobello read in a couple of weeks. You want to go to a puke parlor? I know a place.
What is wrong with you?
I'm kidding.
You're on thin ice tonight, mister.
I'm kidding. Come on.
Joe doesn't want to do the show anymore.
Cut it. I'm kidding. Cut it out.
Joe's girl, you're up. Third mic.
She's rubbing her hands together.
Pip won me over with the dangerous part.
Joe's.
Yeah, over Joe's.
Yeah,
that's
the,
why.
The debating. Okay. But
you know,
think it's
you know I'm kidding, Mr.
It's
Sponsor.
A little late.
What a maroon.
But take whatever he says seriously.
All right. So now you're saying that you think that the because they were taking drugs, that's worse than the alcohol. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just trying to, like.
Yeah, you are. That's the whole point.
I'm trying to grab things out of you so that I can argue with them.
I'm evaluating which drug is worse.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the coke is the worst? Well, like a child. We're saying they're all children for.
Well, they all
word.
Are children.
Yeah, because even children. Teenagers. I mean,
we need somebody to be abused in this.
No, Joe, you can abuse an adult and still be an awful parent.
You can't find anything on the internet. It's not fun.
Well, that's just called having a relationship.
Yeah, it's really once they get old and they have kids, it's usually kids abusing the olds. Mm. So
are you okay, Joe, with me taking the number 3 slot versus Pip?
No, it's fine. That's fine.
You're fine with that. So you agree with Judge Vincent's analysis?
Yes. The highly regarded Judge Vision.
Oh, no, look at you backpedal. Even if he thought you were absolutely wrong. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Joe might not be. We're back. Davin's Dan filling the void. Worst Fathers of the Year Countdown Special Father's Day Show. I got the number 3 slot with the daddy that said, "Girl, shake that money maker on the pole, but first have some coke."
Lovely.
So we're vying for the number 2 spot, and we kick it off with Pip Helix.
Okay, well, domestic assault and battery charges have been brought against a Woodbridge, Virginia man who police say recorded himself boxing his 17-year-old son and shared the footage on Facebook. In the graphic 5-minute video, Tavis Sellers is seen repeatedly slugging his son in the face during what the dad described as teenage discipline 101 for skipping class.
Now let me stop you. Did he go, "I'm the greatest, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, I'm not going to put my 17-year-old on my knee, I'm going to whoop that butt and win the title"? I'm not as good as Muhammad, I can't rap
anymore. No,
I know who's going to be on time with a fat lip tomorrow.
That doesn't
matter. It's not supposed to.
Go on. Nice.
"I know teachers can be expletive up, so I let him know he can walk out of class, but call me so I'm on your side," he says in the clip. "All day went by. He didn't call. So now it's discipline time because he didn't do what I told him to do." The video footage shows a father and son sparring inside.
Yeah, you just see the father like practicing with stuffed animals instead of like outside of beef.
Right.
Be on time.
Yo, Adrian! My son's not getting up, Adrian!
He's got to be on time, Rock! Yeah. I know, I got to learn him and make it on time.
Wait, let me hear you say tardy.
You're going to be tardy.
I think that was a slur towards the mentally challenged. That was offensive.
No, not at all.
You were making fun of Rocky, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Well, then, go on. No.
They were sparring in what appears to be their living room, each wearing boxing
what
gloves.
What appears to be? What, was it a gym? Was there a ring in there? Well, what
was a ring and a couch, and the couch threw everybody off the trail. Well, it could be a ring. It could be a living room.
It's the lamest gym ever.
It's decorated so nicely. Each wearing boxing gloves before the teen retreats to wash his face in a nearby sink. When he returns moments later, Mr. Sellers forces his visibly bloodied and bruised son to apologize on camera to his teacher for walking out of class as he wipes tears from his face.
Well, that way you know he's sincere.
The video was originally broadcast live on Facebook, and an archived version was on social media and has since been reviewed more than 1 million times.
Of course it was.
Yeah, a lot of hits, get it?
So... Yeah, so this has turned...
I should take a punch on that one. All right.
So Muhammad Badli, his dad, was beating the tar out of his son.
Muhammad Badli?
That's what I...
You dignified that with an answer?
Was beating the tar out of his son because he skipped a class. And, to add insult to injury, he had to do it on Facebook and drag the kid out of the bathroom and say, "Look, everybody, look at his bloody face."
We're all slaves to social media. There's nothing like getting the positive affirmation of a like.
Look, I got a couple likes and went angry.
A funny face with a black eye.
All right.
Nice emoji.
A Pennsylvania dad is accused of leaving his 3 young kids in a freezing cold car so he can watch the NFL playoffs at a friend's house.
All right. So what's the problem?
Said the non-breeder.
Yeah, thank goodness.
No reason, sea monkey, you creep.
No, it doesn't necessarily mean he didn't breed. It's just we can't find them.
Right.
I know where they are. Anyway. cameo.
Benjo.
A cameo from Blank Sock.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Internet version has that.
Yeah.
James Grusovsky was arrested after his four-year-old son was found wandering the streets unsupervised and without shoes, a coat, or socks in 30-degree weather. According to Penn Live, the dad had left his three children, ranging in ages from 9 months to 7 years old. Things grew worse when police got involved, however. Upon telling the 33-year-old dad that he would be charged for the incident, the incensed man allegedly punched the officer in the face, leading him to be subdued with a taser. While the father was taken to a local hospital for evaluation,
Don't tase me, bro!
WPXI News revealed that he was given medical attention not only due to the scuffle, but because he had elevated amounts of alcohol and cocaine in his system.
Oh, you don't say.
A neighbor said, it is very surprising that this would happen. They were always outside with their children. Some of the kids outside.
Sometimes the parents went in.
Yeah, sure.
The kids are saying, oil can.
And they always do things with their children. When he's off work, I see him in the backyard. Grusovsky is facing charges for endangering the welfare of children, aggravated assault on a police officer, and resisting arrest. Okay, my points. Kids are extremely young. I have a kid. She can watch football. She's allowed. I don't know why the kids couldn't come inside to watch the game. Yeah. He takes them out in the cold. They're not even properly dressed. And he sets a bad example by assaulting an officer. A little respect.
Yes.
You would think.
Yes. Joe.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Sheboygan police said a 28-year-old man was...
I like how we're playing a bunch of towns I've played, by the way.
I know. It's the comedy tour of awful.
I've called my tour that.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Sheboygan police say a 28-year-old man was arrested after his 3-year-old child ate candy laced with THC, the active ingredient of cannabis. Sheboygan Police Department said in a news release that officers responded to a hospital Sunday and the child was breathing but minimally responsive. Police say the test showed THC was in the child's system. The news release says the family had a birthday party Sunday for another child, and the father and some guests were using marijuana. He left the candies with THC on the table within the reach of the children. Police say that after finding the candies missing, the father determined the 3-year-old had eaten them. The journal sent no reports. Police referred the father to prosecutors for possible child neglect and referred to the mother on obstructing justice.
Well, I mean, I think this falls under the kids need to mind their own business and keep their hands to themselves. I mean, it's dad's stash.
Yeah, but it's still candy.
A little respect.
Yeah, it's candy, though.
Not all candy's for him. The kids.
You would assume, child always assumes if there's candy, it's for them.
All right, Vincent, which one is the weakest?
Is it NFL's iced kids? Muhammad Badly?
Look at
or
Pip.
Is it, here's some candy, little boy?
Worst trick-or-treating ever.
I'm going to say Muhammad Badly.
Oh! Is the weakest, Pip. You just got knocked out.
What?
Yeah.
The weakest?
Yes.
What? That was the strongest. He got the tar beaten out of him.
Stupid's so punch drunk, she doesn't even know when she loses.
Yay!
I'm the sole loser? Okay.
Float like a butterfly brain of a cinder block.
No, that's the other team. Yay!
All right, so it's the kid who took his daddy's stash versus the dad that goes, you know what? You can come outside, but I'm not bringing kids to my buddy's house. There's coke and booze.
So stay outside and freeze.
Joe, make your argument why you're better than me in this regard.
Keep it on topic.
Got to rein him in.
Special 9-hour diamonds.
You'll be talking by yourself.
I would say my story is worse because basically a child was given drugs and was affected by drugs and could have been medical. You know, could have been coming under a lot of harm.
Pip, which do you think was worse? Well, my parents. I would say my parents were actively bad. Your parents were passively bad.
I think in terms of the two of them, I would think that it's worse for the parent to be actively bad and to lock the kid outside in the cold than to, like, they think they stash something and then the kid gets into it. So Davin's worse in that respect.
Vincent, what say you?
I agree with that.
Yes! Yes!
As much
yes.
as it pains me. But
I like when you're pained.
I know you do. Well, like who leaves the kids outside when they're...
bad parents.
Yeah, but it's outside in the cold and they didn't even put clothes on them.
I like how you have the expectation that suddenly this father's going to get better.
I know. I do.
Like a good tongue lashing by you will make it all sink in. If the cops couldn't do it, what makes you think you can?
I don't know, because I'm better at tongue lashing. Oh, wait. Joe's head popped up. Excuse me. Well, now.
Let's start Joe's, and we'll see if we'll get to it in this segment. If not, we'll carry it over. All right. Let's
start with number three?
Yes, we'll
okay. Okay, so this is going to be the major story.
The main event.
My story. Okay, father arrested after allegedly challenging daughter to duel with guns.
Well, that's never. Oh, you guys have the same story.
Yes, we have the same story.
Well, now we're certainly going to have more time to fill. It's a handicap match.
Yeah. A father in Colorado was charged with child abuse after Wednesday argument with his daughter took a very dangerous turn.
Now, let me ask you a question before you go on, Joe. Mm-hmm. Is this story set in the 1700s? Because if so, you're disqualified.
No. No, it's recent.
Is this a founding father's dispute?
No, my friend. Dateline June 6, 2016.
Oh, it just happened.
This is fresh off the press.
Now, will they be at noon, at high noon? Will be their gunplay?
However, it could have been the 1800s. It happened in Colorado. So,
what does that mean?
Well, it just seems that things are a little bit west. Different out west. So,
it was just there. They weren't doing that.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not.
According to the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, in the midst of a heated exchange, Robert Williams, 38, pulled a firearm on a child, notes KDVR. He then told the girl to grab a gun from elsewhere in the home so she could duel.
I like the fact that there's guns in every room. Yeah. Like it's a game of Clue. The candlesticks in the library, the AR-15s in the kitchen. Choose wisely, sweetie. All right, we're gonna hold you off there. We're gonna get to more of this story, flesh it out. I guess Pip is gonna be on your side for this.
Well, or I could use another one that I have.
It's up to you. You're listening to Davin's Den, Worst Dads. Don't go anywhere. We're back. Davin's in Worst Father's Countdown. I have taken the third spot. Which dad was that?
That was Drugs and the Pole Dance.
I have taken the second spot. Which dad was that?
That was the NFL Iced Kids.
And now Joe is making his case for the first spot with a Colorado dad that last we heard told his daughter, you might want to find a gun somewhere in the house because we're going to have a problem.
Right.
I'm laying down the gauntlet.
Yes.
Yes, and this happened in Colorado. And yes, the father then allegedly told the girl to grab a gun from elsewhere in the house, in the home, so she and him could have a duel. Once both were armed, the fight got physical.
All right, right there. It's fair play. He's not attacking his daughter unarmed, Joe. That would be wrong.
A little respect. But they don't play. Once both were armed, the fight got physical. They got
How
right
old is this girl?
They didn't say.
Oh, that's kind of
the
important.
Father was 38, so the girl can't be that old. What could the 16 maybe?
Let's see.
I don't know.
I would say.
I don't know. This guy strikes me as the type of guy who might have been breeding early without protection.
Her age had not been released.
No, so I would say, but I would assume from the age of the in the teens, mid to late teens.
I think they were saying that it was, you know, well, she was a child. She said. Child abuse charges, so... Yeah.
Once both were armed, the fight got physical and the father's weapon went off. The daughter fired a shot back, according to the Denver Post.
Now, were these responsible gun owners? Did they acquire their weapons legally? Was Islam to deal with this? I need to flesh this out, Joe.
ISIS was definitely involved.
Italian ISIS, that's what they were arguing over.
No, those were the kids the NFL dad.
Yes.
I think insanity was involved with this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, once the father says, you know, I'm going to shoot back, or, you know, I'm like...
You go get another one.
Once daddy says, get the gun, it might be time to leave.
Was dad drunk?
No, they didn't say if he was.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Pip, you don't need to. Don't bring alcohol into this. Go on, Joe.
Yeah. So, the daughter fired a shot back when the father's weapon went off. Both escaped the bullets, and despite William's attempts to keep the family in the house, his wife was able to grab the children and get them to a neighbor's home. You think?
Well, she grabbed her Kevlar first.
Yeah, really.
That's in the dining room in the break front.
In addition to... funny. Because you want a strong Kevlar break front.
I like the fact that this is a occurrence and the kid knows where the guns are.
Yeah.
She knew where to go.
Take your pick.
Well, because they're stacked up in like a pyramid in the corner of the bedroom. Yeah. God.
Go grab a gun from somebody.
Grab the Barbie, grab the rifle.
You know they're all loaded. Go grab one.
They're all loaded. Just in case of a dispute.
Yeah, right. Holy cow. In addition to child abuse, the father was charged with prohibited use of a weapon and felony menacing. And there is my story.
Pip, are you... doubling down with Joe? You had made sounds that you were, or are you branching out on your own?
No, I actually had that as one of my choices, but I have another one.
Well, it's up to you. It's your call.
I'm going.
I don't want to hear you whine that you lost because you went with a different one.
Oh, No, I won't do that.
Okay.
A Northwest Iowa man is facing several charges after he allegedly fired a gun at his son during an argument Friday night.
I guess there's so many responsible gun owners out there.
He's fighting fire with fire.
Oh, nice. The boy reported the shooting to Plymouth County authorities. Deputies then surrounded the home of the 54-year-old Bradley William Cass in Lamars, which is Iowa, who was alone at the time. Cass later surrendered to authorities. Investigators determined he fired 3 rounds to scare his son.
So fired over the head.
Well, they're saying he's fired 3 rounds. They didn't say where they went. A search turned up a dozen guns and a large amount of ammunition inside the house. Investigators also found a small amount of marijuana, edibles, and hashish. Cass is charged with going armed with intent, which is a felony, plus assault with a dangerous weapon and reckless use of a firearm, both misdemeanors. Drug charges may also be pending once lab tests are done.
Oh, you got to wait for the lab test. Clearly, that's the most pressing issue here.
Yeah, right,
well,
right.
Because obviously men who were not under the influence of drugs fired at their sons just to intimidate them.
Interesting.
Yeah, so...
So we have the duel.
The daughter duel.
Which, in essence, is a fair fight.
Right.
Versus...
The son showdown.
But the son wasn't told to get a gun.
No, he was just told to stand there and wait for it.
Stand there and take it like a man.
Well, I don't know what he was actually told, but...
That's important.
The son just... He fired a gun at his son during an argument.
Now, the son... There were other guns in the house.
There were other guns in the house, but none in the hands of the kid.
This son, not as informed as the daughter, did not know which room to get the other guns in.
Well, he said that there were dangerous weapons in the house. They found dozens of guns and a large amount of ammunition in the house. Maybe he didn't have access to them.
Oh, I think he did.
Well, the son,
this is the type of irresponsible parenting that makes me think, hey, we're probably lying around.
All right. Well, have to wait for yours.
We'll wait for mine. We'll do mine after the break.
Yep.
Number one, on the board, Davin's Den, fill in the void, Father's Day. Don't go anywhere. Back, Davin's Den, Void, hanging out with here with Vincent from Portobello's, and of course, Joe and Pip.
Hello.
Hi.
When we went away, Joe and Pip's fathers, they like to shoot at their kids.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure do.
They like to shoot. And who doesn't? Anybody who has... Vincent, you would shoot at a kid.
Definitely not.
Oh. You're never going to make the list with that attitude.
I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, so you'd put some men's shoes on the kid.
I have somebody knock on the door and talk to them.
Yeah. Answer the door, Junior. You might disappear.
Excuse me. I hear somebody doesn't want to go to bed early.
Somebody's I'm hearing things. Somebody's talking back.
Somebody's talking back. Maybe that's not a good idea. I'm just saying.
Have you kids ever seen the Meadowlands at night? I'm just asking. It's beautiful.
All right. My story for number one.
Okay.
A Florida man, of course.
Of course.
Is called the embodiment of cowardice after shielding himself with a toddler during a police standoff. Vincent just rocked back like, I don't think I should hear this.
That was like a body blow.
Pip was disgusted and Joe's like, just another day at the office.
Here, yes. Oh, God.
Police responded to the Pasco home of Travis Connolly after he refused to allow people to leave the house and threatened a shootout with the cops. According to WTSP, when cops fired beanbags to get him to drop his handgun, the 32-year-old ran inside, grabbed his young son, using the child as a shield.
Well, beanbags is fighting words.
Yeah. I don't think they're the type for cornhole, Joe. Yeah. I think these might be different types of beanbags.
Yeah, right.
You mean he went in and got some buckshot?
Yeah, right. The police hit the guy 3 times with the beanbags and won a little bear.
Well, I don't think that's the worst.
Oh, look, that nice man's playing toss across with the officers.
Just see the father using the toddler as like a baseball bat.
Like slugging him up, hitting him away.
You're my little shield. Who's my little shield? You're my little shield.
Wait, when you put him in the daddy papoose and start blocking with the kid?
I don't think there was time for that.
No snug.
Body cam footage captured the moment when, after getting hit in the back several times with beanbags, Connolly, who was supposedly inebriated at the time,
no,
well, it's Florida, so it's not a given. Finally surrendered and allowed cops to remove the toddler from his arms.
Beanbags, don't make us throw frisbees. All right, mister, we're not playing games here.
I think you're taking away from the gravity of the situation.
Don't make me use the yo-yo. Make me use it.
They're not playing double dutch, you animals.
It could have been.
Well, that would be interesting. Finally surrendered and allowed cops to remove what? The toddler from his arms, and also escort a six-year-old girl from the home.
Oh, good.
He actually admitted he used the child to shield himself. He didn't even try to lie like I was just trying to protect him. No, no. I thought this was going to smart, and this little kid fit well.
Yeah, he's pudgy.
He's pudgy. I fed him extra just for this moment.
Beanbags will bounce right off his little pudgy.
He's a survivalist.
Oh, man. He's a survivor kid.
Detective William Wood told Bay News, he said he knew if the child was in harm's way, he wouldn't be shot again.
Wow. Stellar.
He thought it out.
Yeah.
Just to see the reaction, how upset and scared they were, it takes a little bit of a toll on you. He went on about the children's fear. The cops are traumatized by this animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Despite surrendering, Connolly was combative during the arrest, allegedly biting a deputy on the arm.
Next time, you don't use bean bags.
Maybe really? He thought they were filled with real beans.
Yeah, really.
He was ultimately charged with battery on law enforcement, child abuse, and domestic battery. All right.
Wow.
This is ISIS-level awful when you use a kid as a human shield. Because really what you're saying is, this kid's going to get hurt. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's really sick.
I don't think the kid would be in danger because I don't think the police would shoot with a child holding a child.
Well, that was the bet now, wasn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
That's what Daddy was hedging.
Think about it. The child would...
I don't want to. It's
look,
awful.
Not like I'm going to grab a kid and go, all right, they're not going to pull the cops.
Well, it doesn't sound like you won't. I'm not going to lie. You kind of have this map. Well, you're kind of on the dad. Thank you, Mr. Attorney.
But you would think holding the child, that child would be safe because the cops would never shoot.
Well, if I'm going to go through a bad neighborhood, I always pop by the nursery and strap on a toddler just to protect myself.
I think that's the move. If you're going to,
that's the move.
Yeah, I think Kevlar is overrated. I suggest toddler because they can take a couple slugs.
Actually, that's the kid's.
Oh, that's awful.
Are you new?
That was actually the kid's name, Kevlar.
Oh, I thought it was slug.
No.
All right. When we come back, we will hash this out to find who is the worst dad. Of 2016. Listen to Davins then. Don't go anywhere. That was Def Leppard's Wasted as the lead-in, which I think is very appropriate. quick recap, Joe. Brief recap. Who's your dad vying for number one?
Yes, who's my dad? Rep. Yep, five for number one. My people, my father and daughter are having a duel.
A duel.
The yep. daughter duel. My father decided that he was going to take some practice shots at his son.
And mine, you know, he's not like yours. He doesn't want to fight his kids.
Mm.
He wants the police to do that for him.
Yeah.
Vincent, before we kick off this very important debate for number one, do you have any questions or gut feelings right off the bat about these lovely parents?
It's just which one put their child in worse danger, more harm's way?
We have daughter duel, son showdown, or the Kevlar kid.
Well, I mean, I would say this to disqualify Joe, because that's what I like to do. You know, at least his father was a gentleman and told his daughter to get a gun.
Fair fight.
Hey, exactly. He's not a bully, you know. His arm. I would like to know what he was using and what she was using.
Put down that Tickle Me Elmo and go get a Glock.
Can you imagine, like, she's got a musket and he's got an AR-15?
No, I think you try to, if you have to find a weapon and you have a run in the house, you probably want to pull the best weapon you have.
Right. He gave her a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my instinct would be Joe would be disqualified of the three. Pip, because daddy's allowing the daughter to arm up. Because there's a 50-50 chance he gets killed.
Well, that leaves me in, so of course I'm agreeing with that.
Vincent, what do you think of my reasoning?
I like the reasoning. I like Joe's, though.
You like Joe's?
Ooh.
I do on this one.
Who would you eliminate? Would you eliminate me?
Not me!
Oh, definitely you.
No.
You stink.
My thought process is the worst danger, so I may eliminate you, Devin.
You may eliminate me. A father who uses his kid as a human shield is not awful for you.
It's awful, but it's not. It's basically the child in your story has less of a chance of getting hurt than the child in our stories, because basically the police are not going to shoot towards a child. So both are, through all three, are very horrible situations.
Are you going to go out on a limb on that? You're making your statement there, are you, big guy?
Yes, I am. Now, with the context of that statement, they're all horrible, but in your story, the child has less of a chance of being hurt.
What do you think's is worse, Pip, mine or his?
I mean, I hate the idea of strapping on a kid for self-defense.
I kind of like it. I have one. She's gangly. She fights. She knows self-defense. But it's not out of the question.
But she doesn't have the pudge factor to really protect your main
core. I don't want your daughter on my team. She's a black belt.
I trust you. She will not be on your team. Yeah. She's heard the things you've said.
Yeah. She's discerning.
Yeah, she is discerning.
Yeah, but she's a little too gangly to cover your midsection. And I want to make sure, you know.
But there's no credit to my father going, "Rut-row, this is bad. Let me go in and get the kid."
It's a terrible, terrible, but by Vincent's criteria, who's in more danger, I have to agree that the baby's not in danger because the cops are going to go, "No."
You've never heard of death by cop?
Yeah, but not with strap-on baby.
With a child.
No.
Not with a child.
Not with
death
that
by,
much.
Death by cop is a guy that's got a gun that's pointing.
See, here's the issue here. If my father had a gun and was firing back, it would certainly put my kid in more danger.
Absolutely, but that's not there.
It should be.
It's not. And if that was the situation, the cops would have to think twice over what they're going to do.
There's still
a child involved in the front of the father. They would have to all hide or get caught.
Now, I have a 6-year-old at stake. We don't even know how old your kids are. Yeah. They might be 20.
Why did I say the cops have to hide? I mean, take cover.
Hide. Oh, my God. It's peekaboo.
They're all scared. They hide. Maybe this will go away. But they would take cover, and they would have to figure another way to take care of the situation because there was a child that could get killed.
All right. So
yeah, the Kevlar kid isn't wily enough.
The Kevlar kid.
It's not wily enough to get out of the way because they haven't figured out how Dad's going to act in a gun shoot. But the other kids.
All right. So mine is eliminated, which is
sorry.
A terrible tragedy.
great story, but.
Is it?
Oh, yes, I salivate for these stories. Oh, is there a child in danger? Ooh-gah. Yeah.
I got to dry the chair again.
Well, the stories with our kid, they're in more danger. Are they?
I know. It's like, really?
We'll talk about it now, will you?
Did he shoot at him in lots? Or was it
I contend Pip's father is worse than Joe's father. What say you, Vincent?
I like Joe's father's worse. Because he had his daughter engage him with a rifle or a weapon. Mm-hmm. They both shot at each other.
It's fair. Yeah. But that's why I think Pip's father is worse because when Joe's dad, the daughter had a fighting chance here. You know, he waited. He said, "I'm counting to 10. You better find something good." In Pip's case, daddy's just shooting.
True, and I'm not going to argue with you because you're arguing for me. But Joe, do
that's
you think
good.
That,
that's a good strategy.
I learned. But what do you think, Joe?
I think he's going to vote for himself.
Yeah,
I think so.
I think you're an idiot, Pip. That's what I think.
I hate to win. No. Sometimes it looks that way.
Usually, but
I think that mine is worse. The father, you know, the father intended to have a duel and intended to shoot his daughter.
Well, they both intended to shoot their kid.
But on my father, there was more of an intent on that.
Intent to shoot or to duel?
To shoot and duel. To duel.
Pip's one was to scare the
Yeah, this
the
was
son.
Not
well,
scary.
Well, how do we know it was to scare? We're kind of inferring a lot there.
Well, it actually does say investigators determined he fired 3 rounds to scare his son.
But now, what was the other dad doing? Was it to scare?
Let's see. The child abuse was because he challenged his daughter to a duel.
But the fight got physical.
Right, that's true.
I wish I knew how old your kid was, Joe.
I would put the kid around 16 years old.
And how old was your kid, Pip?
Oh, wait a second. Mine didn't say. Daddy Joe's daddy of the year proceeded to shoot his wife at his wife and child. The daughter, whose age has not been released, followed suit and shot back at her father, but neither party was hit. So nobody was actually...
To my point, gun owners don't always have good aim.
and they move around. They're not just paper.
So what do you say? What do you say?
I think that mine is worse because he didn't even give him a fighting chance.
We'll go with... I think yours is worth two, but we'll go with Joe's because we're divided, and we'll give the deciding vote to Vincent.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So so what's the countdown again? What's the recap?
Okay, well, in the position of number three, Davin won with the drugs and pole dance. Number two, Davin's took it with the NFL iced kids. And number one, Joe took it with daughter duel. But that means two out of three.
Well, yeah, we Joe had the worst dad. I had the worst dads on this. So everybody wins, except for the kids. All right. If you want to hear the whole show unedited, go to davinsden.com. Follow us on Facebook, Davin's Den. Follow us on Twitter, @Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.